AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Governors across the country are slamming the Trump administration, saying they were misled and given far less of the coronavirus vaccine that was promised.
The federal government's vaccine reserve, which we have now discovered doesn't actually exist.
The cupboard's bare in Washington, D.C. So how in the world, it just boggles the mind.
Extremely disappointed that we were lied to with plans of the administration to release reserve doses that were to be the second doses of the vaccine.
Oregon's Kate Brown, Tony Evers of Wisconsin, and Colorado Governor Jared Polis, all three states and a number of others, had increased their people eligible for vaccinations based on the figures provided by Health and Human Services. The various states' plans are now in disarray because of the apparent lack of communication by the Trump administration. President-elect Joe Biden pushing a nationwide effort to get people vaccinated. The AP Sagar Magani has more.
Biden says an earlier pledge for 100 million shots administered in his first 100 days is just the start. He's proposing a massive plan to boost available doses, vaccination sites, and testing, and unite the nation behind science.
You have my word. And we will manage the hell out of this operation.
He's blasting the Trump administration's vaccine rollout so far as dismal and pledging more cooperation with state and local governments who have complained they have no idea about how many doses to expect. Biden's also warning Congress still needs to approve hundreds of billions of dollars to make it all happen. In the meantime, Americans need to keep taking basic precautions, like wearing masks.
I know it's become a partisan issue. But what a stupid, stupid thing for it to happen.
More than 390,000 people have died in the pandemic in this country. This is AP News. A mystery pigeon in Australia is no tourist.
The pigeon, named Joe after President-elect Joe Biden, was found in tough shape in Kevin Selly Bird's backyard in Melbourne, Australia. It was tagged.
And it showed up that it's American Racing Pigeon Union.
Instead of being praised for the long journey, officials in Australia, like Acting Prime Minister Michael McCormick, talked about spreading disease and killing the pigeon.
If Joe has come in a way that has not met our strict biosecurity measures, then bad luck, Joe. Either fly home or face the consequences.
Joe is getting a break. The American Racing Pigeon Union says his leg tag was a fake and he is likely an Australian pigeon, not a biosecurity risk.
Good luck, Joe.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Pitbull is part of the ownership of a new NASCAR team, Trackhouse Racing. He joins with Michael Jordan as celebrity owners ahead of next month's start of the season with the Daytona 500. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.